Investment Flash.
Bitcoin's racking up back-to-back quarterly losses for the first time in years. Gold just slipped below 4,000 bucks, and the dollar's muscling up. If you thought the debasement trade was bulletproof, think again. The Weekend Edition rips it wide open.
It's the Weekend Edition, June 28th. I'm Marie, with Tom and Gerald. Here's what's moving markets as we head into the new week.
And Gerald, we have to start with crypto and gold getting absolutely pummeled. I mean, Bitcoin below 60,000? The Bitcoin Trust is 53% below its 52-week high. For real?
Yeah, look, the debasement trade is unwinding faster than a cheap suit in a rainstorm. Two quarter-point hikes priced in by March. The Fed under Walsh is not messing around, and zero-yield assets are feeling it. Gold below 4,000, silver down over 50% from highs. That's a proper liquidation.
Hold on, is it a proper liquidation or just a dollar rally? The dollar index is only 6% above its 52-week low. This isn't a surge, it's more like the market catching up to a Fed that was behind the curve.
No, but that's my point, Marie. It doesn't matter if it's a small move. The machines are all short gold and Bitcoin now. When the trade flips, it flips hard.
The damage is real, and the signal is clear. Sell the Bitcoin Trust, sell the gold ETF, sell the silver ETF, buy the dollar. A straightforward debasement unwind play.
Right.
No question. And Gerald, we had that sell Bitcoin call just yesterday. That's playing out perfectly.
Tom, your victory lap aside, I'd be careful. If Walsh sneezes dovish, those same machines will reverse and squeeze the shorts. But for now, the move is on.
Meanwhile, Tom, I know you're eyeing Strategy Inc. That's the Bitcoin treasury company. Trading below its Bitcoin stash?
Buddy, that's the contrarian spark. Strategy's market cap below its coin holdings? That's never happened. And it's 82% below its high. Any Bitcoin bounce and that thing goes vertical.
Yeah, or Bitcoin keeps dropping and Strategy becomes a value trap like BMW. No thanks. I'll pass on catching that knife.
Ouch. I mean, he's not wrong. All right, moving to AI compute. And Tom, this one's got your name on it. Google is capping Meta's access to Gemini because AI demand is straining capacity.
No way! So Google's basically saying, sorry, Zuck, we're too busy. That's pricing power, buddy. Alphabet at 23 times forward, 17% below its high, that's a buy.
To be fair, Meta's at 15 times forward, and it's down 31% from its high. That looks even cheaper, but the market's telling you it's a value trap when your AI platform depends on a rival.
Exactly. This is a structural bottleneck, and Nvidia, down 7.7% in a week? If compute is the scarcest commodity, that dip's a gift.
100%. Nvidia's still the picks and shovels play. Semiconductor pullback? I'm buying.
Tom buying the dip on semis. Where have I heard that before?
Haha, fair enough. But this time, it's different.
All right, let's look at Europe. German autos getting hammered by Chinese rivals. Gerald?
Yeah, look, BMW's 1% above its 52-week low, price to book of 0.37. The value guy in me wants to love it, but with Chinese manufacturers like BYD flooding the market, it's a classic value trap. I'd sell.
But hold on, BYD's down 47% from its high. That's not exactly a safe bet either.
Tom, that's the point. While European car makers cut jobs and retrench, BYD is aggressively expanding. It's a market share grab. The trade is long BYD, short BMW.
Exactly. The secular headwind for German autos isn't going away.
All right, point taken. Now, Marie, you flagged the tech debt risk from that Bloomberg Credit Weekly. What's the worry?
Look, tech companies are selling equity at a pace we haven't seen since the dot-com era. That should be a red flag for corporate bond investors. Yet the high-yield bond ETF is trading within 2% of its 52-week high. Complacency is insane.
classic AI capex will pay off before debt service matters narrative. I'm selling the high-yield ETF.
That's fair.
But the NASDAQ 100 ETF is up 15% year-to-date. The equity issuance may dilute, but AI tailwinds are real. I'm holding it.
Just know that if one big AI spender trips, high yield gets whacked. It's a house of cards.
All right, but here's a brighter note. AI energy demand. Utilities are soaring. The utilities ETF up 7% year-to-date, near highs. And the solar ETF pulled back over 5% in a week. That's a double buy. Utilities for momentum, solar on the dip.
Chasing utilities at 52-week highs. Tom, you're the growth guy. That sounds like a value trade gone late.
I'm going to push back here, Gerald. The AI energy crunch is structural. It's not just momentum. But Tom, the solar ETF is volatile. You sure about the timing?
Buddy, when you see a pullback in a sector with secular tailwinds, you buy. Solar's part of the solution, and utilities are a safer way to play it.
Fair enough. Next, SpaceX joining the NASDAQ 100 on July 7th, fast-tracked. Tom, I assume you're beside yourself.
For real? Over $800 billion in indexed funds forced to buy? The SpaceX ETF is down 32% from its 52-week high. That's a catalyst-driven entry if I've ever seen one.
But the weighting will be sub 1%. The actual buying might be marginal for the NASDAQ 100 ETF. Still, the fast-track inclusion is unusual. It does signal something about the stock's profile.
Yeah, the SpaceX ETF is a niche play. I'd watch it, but I'm not diving in.
Oh, come on, Gerald. It's a no-brainer ahead of July 7th.
Moving to a serious one, Hormuz shipping disruption. An FT piece quotes the NYK CEO saying mines could restrict traffic to half pre-war levels for months. That's a major supply shock. The U.S. oil fund is up 53% year-to-date, but pulled back 3.5% in the last session.
And we've been watching oil. From yesterday's call, the U.S. oil fund was a watch. Now it's a buy. The pullback is a gift before the full pricing of a potential Hormuz closure.
Buying after a 53% year-to-date run. Brave. But I'll give you this. Tanker stocks like Scorpio Tankers benefit from longer routes. It's up 51.9% year-to-date, but down 8.5% in a week, with a low forward PE ratio of 11.5. That's more my style.
The geopolitical risk is real. I'd rather be in tankers than the commodity itself, but both have merit if things escalate.
All right, Marie's on Team Tanker. Now let's talk defense. And this is our most original take today. The Pentagon's going after a McDonald's model for missile mass production.
This is brilliant. Modular, scalable workshops to churn out cheap munitions. Lockheed Martin is down 27% from its high. Forward PE ratio of 15.8. Northrop Grumman even cheaper. This could revolutionize defense manufacturing.
But Gerald, these defense primes are slow moving. Is this a near-term catalyst or a decade-long story?
Tom, that's not the point. It's a structural shift in procurement. If it works, the margin expansion for the primes is huge, and the market hasn't priced it at all.
Exactly. Lockheed and Northrop are buys on this news alone.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm in. Private credit next. PIMCO pushing into private placements. The private credit ETF flat year-to-date, near highs. Structural?
Exactly. Blurring lines between public and private markets. The private credit ETF is a clean way to play that trend.
Blurring lines is a kind way to put it. I worry about transparency, but the ETFs are a reasonable way in.
Investment-grade bonds can hold steady. They are not going anywhere.
And finally, China robo-taxis. Shenzhen expanding driverless vehicles. Baidu's Apollo the beneficiary. Baidu down 30% year-to-date, near lows, forward PE ratio of 11.5. That's deep value.
The China A-Shares ETF is up over 7% year-to-date, but Baidu's been a dog.
Why would robo-taxis turn that?
Because Shenzhen's expansion is a real catalyst. If Apollo gains traction, Baidu's cheap.
100%. Buy Baidu, buy the China A-Shares ETF.
All right, let's step back to our view. Gerald, you've been quiet on the big picture.
Well, the big picture is a rapid unwind of the debasement trade. Bitcoin's quarterly losses, gold below 4,000, silver halving, all symptoms of a hawkish Fed. But here's the counter. The dollar rally's benign. The dollar index is only 6% above its low. If Warsh softens his tone on any data point, the same machines that shorted gold will reverse violently.
But until then, the pain's front-loaded in crypto and metals. The Bitcoin Trust down 53% from its high, Strategy below its coin stash. The selective liquidation is clear.
And nobody's talking about the credit cycle. Tech equity issuance at dot-com levels, yet the high-yield ETF is near highs. That complacency is fragile. If one big AI spender stumbles, the high-yield market gets caught flat-footed.
Exactly. The cleanest expression isn't a single ticker. It's the widening gap between perceived risk and actual headline risk. Mines in Hormuz, historic German auto layoffs, crypto collapsing, and the VIX is low. We'd rather be overweight cash, ready to deploy on a dollar reversal or a credit event.
And as always, none of this is investment advice.
Just our friendly weekend chat. All right, we've covered a lot. Gerald, final thought?
Yeah, look, if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources. We're back Monday's London edition at 7:30 a.m. London time. Have a great rest of the weekend.